Welcome to the podcast. We have some new listeners across Europe. Nobody in the States, though, according to my stats here on Swedish radio. But I like the radio Amy. I had quite forgotten all these things in the anthologies, including this poem. There once was some starmen quite thunderous whose dreams always reached for gigundrous. They projected my stars and my planets like Mars. In the end, they have proved to be wondrous. Not to mention the planetariers. There's no end to the titles here. I have been rearranging my books and ordering a few that I had forgotten about. I want to make sure I have two copies. I'm putting them in notebooks. One will go, of course, to my son. The other, I don't know what I'll do with them. But I'm still pumping them out, too. You never know. So everybody in the States here is sleeping, but thank you for the European support. I really appreciate it. So I may take a book or two a month if we go year five. Now, that is still up in the air. I believe there's a staff meeting set for tomorrow, Friday, to discuss that very thing. Now, in the past, the muses, the inspirations that float around have been skeptical about another year, but Quint 5 seems to be a magic number. Remember, quintessential. So there is some support for, grassroots support for a fifth year, and but it would be an offshoot. I don't know about, I'm kind of post-planetarium now and more into poetry and all things that start with P. And I'm doing more research into different aspects of that and words. So there have all been interests all along, the music, we got Radio Wobi out there. I'm not sure anybody played all those Pink Floyd songs, but I hope you did. Anyway, so I'm giving Facebook a rest right now, but we are going to talk it over. We're kicking around year five, which would start, if it starts, on May 2nd. And right now we're enduring a cold snap, the likes of which hasn't been seen since last April, because as T.S. Eliot always said, you can say it with me, April is the cruelest month, isn't it?